Für mich sind zwei Fragen im Raum. For me, there are two questions. What about the material? No, three. What's about you? What's about the material? And what's about the video?
Please.
The subject behind the video also.
I think I can tell you about before, probably 2 months ago or 3 months ago. Excuse me, my language, yeah, really not good. I can say this is more good for me. Axel invited me for work in Casco for respond or I don't know with the material of him, but I cannot come. Yeah, I cannot. Then and I cannot come because I don't believe to him. Because first I met, yeah, because my commitment for work is if I believe I come. If not. Yeah. Not like this. Same people with, to me also probably like this, you know. Yeah. I'm lie to Axel. I say I'm busy because that blah 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 blah. Probably not. Yeah, like this. And then suddenly when your project starts. Axel give me a message again in my and invited me, and suddenly I believe to him now, because two time invited me and also sympathetic word sentence I come. Yeah, this is my work like this, you know. My work is I make ceremony between people love and hate to me, between people believe and not believe to me. Yeah, like I try for make bridge how the side like this can together come to me, not just people love to me, not just people believe to me, people not believe to me also can come to me. Yeah, like also me. Suddenly I come also to the man I cannot believe before. like this, my work, the platform, my work like this. Of course, because archive, the theme about archive, my attention, how I can read. How I can read the material. How I can read, I don't know, behind the material, behind me also. I can read how the, when the spontaneity of me, like this. The work before, probably, I try for read. For reading.
You're reading the sources,
yes.
The traces of the in the material.
Yeah,
you try
reading,
to read the traces
reading,
of
yeah.
the material.
Yeah, I don't know, I read the material or I read some how, you know.
Yeah.
Also I read my new friend,
yes.
Axel,
yes.
Because really new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
like this.
I felt this too, that you are reading this,
yeah.
these traces, and it was so, I think it was so dead already, the material.
Yeah.
And then you give them a new life. So I felt that I was there in that Besenstudie 1 to 10,
yeah.
And there never happened that the next person reads the traces of the other.
Mm.
They treated the material really anew. And here, time passed by. I'm really interested in that one, that maybe in this half a year which passed by. The material was treated not well. It was packed in a bag and then packed in this archive and sticked in. And there was a, it was already dead somehow. And in the Besenstudie from 1 to 11, everyone had this same material and made something very untouched to the traces of the... This is very interesting, I find.
Yeah.
Here you really read the traces of that material, but then give him somehow a life, a new life. But it was sometimes also very awful.
It was dead for you.
Huh?
The material was dead for you, but not for him.
Yes, not for him. But I felt that he is telling us out of bones something. Yeah, I felt this.
Yeah.
So for me,
thank
it was
you.
That
you're very much. Yeah.
Well, you did a big effort.
Yes.
You put lots of effort in it.
Effort.
Yes.
Effort.
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 Oh yeah. Okay.
Effort. Energy.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Because and this gave the feeling that it's not easy to read this material.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to give life to this material.
Yeah.
So your effort was really lots of energy, effort to give life to this material. But how was it to see for you the video?
Yes.
I like it.
Huh?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it because step by step, probably. I'm close with him when I look the video.
Yes, you are bounded together. Because
did you have a kind of did you make kind of a commitment between for a director's attitude?
No,
was that just spontaneous?
Yeah, the process. When already invited me by email,
mm-hmm.
and I said okay, I said thank you for invitation, but please, you come to my house for meeting. I need really a close with him, you know, and we talk in there, and Axel said, do you need to know about the material? No. I said no. Yeah. Do you need test with camera? No. Yeah.
Sorry.
Test. Yeah. And I said no. Yeah. Because I would like also in my performance I try for less or for go to my false reality.
False reality.
To my false
reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that, if there is some preparing really well, probably I go to false reality again. Yeah. Yeah. This is my trying in the performing always like this, but I don't know. Yeah.
False reality. You try, but I didn't understand. You don't prepare, you don't want to know too much in order that you don't go to your false reality. Or do you want to go to your false reality? I didn't understand.
I would like less and not go to false.
Okay. That's why you don't prepare.
Because
yes.
That, yeah. But I don't know already well or not. But I try always like this, yeah.
I find it's
neat.
Neat of all
eyes
to eyes.
I find it's very interesting. We made some interviews with artists and they said you have to really trust a photographer or
a filmmaker which makes a very subjective film. We have this issue in our interviews. There must be a big trust in which whom you are working together. And I find it's very interesting that you pointed out this trust as first condition. That is very interesting. That is, for me, it's very interesting.
Yeah. But then for me it raises a question, was this performance more about your relationship, the trust, the dialogue between both of you, or was it more inspired by the material? Because in some moments I thought you used the material, the foil, the strips, the paper, but I felt in a way you waited for a reaction from Axel.
I suppose, yes.
I'm not sure.
Mm.
And you mentioned before, I think that the initial point was Axel asked you, and now you said, yo, I will come, I trust you now, I come here to perform. So I think it's a lot about your, in a way, relationship, about your collaboration. For me, it was a collaborative performance.
Yes. It was sometimes it was like a dialogue. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And sometimes, he treated Axel like a material too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Based around.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was some kind of new material,
yeah.
without history,
yeah.
Without
yeah, yeah.
being
new,
dead.
Yes, yes.
It's a living material.
Yes.
And on the other side also, Axel treated him sometimes like material for the video camera.
Yeah, yeah.
This was, for me, it was very interesting. And there were two performances. It was your performance and there were Axel's
yes.
performance.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
not only,
yeah.
only
yeah.
doing a video
yeah.
from
yeah.
Axel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also worked very intensive with his body.
Mm.
Two performances, and on the other hand, it was one performance of two persons.
Mm.
Yep.
In a dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the most interesting part was to see the frictions between you. If you were not parallel moving, but if you, in a way, you confronted each other. And sometimes I thought it could be a crash
mm-hmm.
of visual access of movements, and I think these were the interesting points for me to say, do you really run into each other, or where do you stop? I think this was interesting to see and to feel. But how was it for you, Axel?
Was it a performance for you, or was it filming?
I think to me it makes no difference. So, as I like this kind of video making, I chose this kind of video making because I think that any video that is taken is in some way subjective. Why not to make a subjective
yeah.
video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course,
so
not every videotaping is a performance also
for him. Yes, but if someone tries to stick on the or to like get a picture in the right feeling from the reality, that maybe it has, the body has to be focused on that very moment, so maybe it's performance then too. If I don't know if like a reporter has only this one chance where someone speaking something, it's like it's a performance then. Try to get this moment.
But seeing it right afterwards, I don't know, to me, even the images are shaky and blurred and whatever, but it felt a little bit like an interpretation also of of Bodhi's performance.
Yes.
And I don't know why,
yes.
because
yes.
I don't know if it's because the first image is not, but then after a while it felt like an interpretation, and I don't know why this felt like that.
How did it work? I mean, the whole performance was perhaps, I don't know, 20 minutes, and then the video was eight minutes, you said. Was it a random thing, or
cutting out?
But you made that just randomly. You cut it during.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I record and stop.
Yes.
Record, stop.
Uh-huh.
Record,
uh-huh.
stop.
Uh-huh.
I feel that you really sometimes you really went into his movements, and then somehow you provocated him, and then he provocated you, and it was really a dialogue. Somehow I felt not so comfortable when you really wanted to have something from him, and he didn't give you something, and then somehow it was not too enough what he gave you. So, and then he came, and then you went away. It was really a performance of you both, for me, completely. And it was a dialogue between you, and I was really afraid that something could happen also, that you maybe...
But not in the video then, that was in the performance.
In the performance, and you really, you wanted to handle this struggling situation, and somehow it was very, very much, there were moments, there were really like music, sometimes. There was music in the pictures, like, bum, 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 und dann wieder, and then you break, and then there was a break, and then somehow I thought, oh, you are filming. Like somebody is in a cage. And then I was uncomfortable again. I really felt uncomfortable. And then sometimes, that's the performance, huh? But when I saw the video, I was surprised that I felt you a lot in the video. Not only him,
mm-hmm.
I felt
mm-hmm.
you a lot. And that I find it's really... something. Somehow one has to work on it. I find it's an interesting point of view.
You felt Axel or you felt?
I felt Axel.
In the video.
In the
yes,
video. Yeah.
The video.
Yeah.
I felt a lot more Axel, and for that
it was
very
Axel.
Very nice
yeah.
that to have it both.
Mm-hmm.
To feel really Axel.
But I felt also the restriction of the media, because it gave a certain rhythm, because you could switch off. Okay, there was this black moment, so it gave this fragmented impression. Yes, but it was also the media.
Yeah.
It was also the media. And you could... Where it was the image was reversed, you know, where you put the night shot in it, this repeated also. Okay, there was also kind of repetition with your sound, because you went back to when you went to the loudspeaker, we recognized like a repetition of sound, but it was not exactly repetition.
Yeah.
It was also different, but with the image it was a little bit. Maybe this gave me kind of the feeling that it was like an interpretation almost.
I don't know what it means, like interpretation.
I don't know either, because
it
just came to because when I saw you filming, you were so active and you were really responding, you know. There was like this emotional space you both were creating, and with the video it was not like that.
I was a bit disappointed that you switched it off so often.
Mm.
I mean, when I saw you, I thought you were much more in it, and then I realized very often you switched off the video. And I thought, how could you go so much into and not film it? Well, that's my problem.
Yeah, but very nice was that the sound was continuing. Somehow, all the, when it's black, we could hear it. For me, it was like music.
Why didn't you video yourself also? Because
yes,
do you never put the okay, you never put the camera. I mean, this is now. I didn't think that while you were videoing, because when you were videoing, okay, sometimes I saw the screen, which was interesting, seeing the screen and body behind and you before, you know, this is interesting. Then it gives like this depth. But then I also watch you, your tension, and
he was in the movement of it,
the way you move, you know, you're a performer too. I mean, there are two performers in space. So when I see the video, then I only see like I have this one side, so I kind of, and also the audience we only saw once, not that you have to do that, you understand, but it's just like, because it gives the impression of this overall space that we get, but we don't get this overall space, in a way.
I like subjective view, and so I like people to see what I see, or I try to
see.
Yes, and then when I show myself, It's like that it puts the audience back to its place. I like people to watch the video as if I was watching. That's why I am very focused on Woody and not on the audience. It's like I saw, oh, there's like in the background the audience, and so I try to go back to the other.
But we did not see what you saw. We saw what you did with the camera.
Yes.
There was a lot of technique, there was a lot of playing with the camera. But it was a subjective view of the camera and of the performance.
But we saw what he was thinking. Yes.
Yes, you saw what I
did.
Yes,
he makes very transparent.
No.
When he
switched off. I didn't see what he was thinking. I saw what he was doing with the camera and with the performance.
No.
I did not see what he was thinking.
But I saw
what he was thinking.
Can I explain
this? Also now I don't see what he is thinking. So it's very different what you do with the camera and what you think. I never trust him, you know.
He knows it. I know the camera, and I know that it's like it's like an instrument, and so I try to use it as best as I could do to let people see what the situation is like for me. So then it's like it's translated.
But with an instrument, when I see somebody playing piano, I don't see and don't hear what he's thinking. I hear and I see what he's doing with the piano, and not what he's thinking.
Well, you see,
I see perhaps a very, very little of his feeling, but his feeling, but not what he's thinking.
You mentioned
it's very different
word.
What you feel and
you
what you think and what you do with your instrument.
You translate.
It's not the same.
And this, I said
I think
translate is better.
Switch it off.
You said it.
Mm-hmm. That maybe, and this is the interpretation, what she means maybe, that when he switches off, I think he value somehow the moment, and then says, oh, I have to go on another blank white sheet to interrupt that, and this is a kind of, that what do you mean maybe as an interpretation?
Let's find another word, translation. He said. It's more like a translation of the situation into.
But there is interpretation too, I think.
Yeah.
And you think
the kind of interpretation.
Yes,
it's interpretation.
The translation is the interpretation.
But I think maybe I know what you mean, Eric. I think if you when you covered the when Axel covered the lenses, he still kept his eyes open, so he still saw something, but the camera didn't record just the hand. So I think what you gave us in the video is a kind of, let's say, it's your view, it's a kind of transformation of these moments of your views using this tool.
But the thinking doesn't have to be identical to what you're doing.
Mm. No, but I think if you see, if you say it's what I saw during the performance, I think Axel saw more than we saw on the video, because
I tried to.
Yeah,
I
but you kept your eyes open even if, when you covered the lens. But that's the moment we have, in a way, we are pulled back to our imagination. What could happen in this moment? Then you have your memories to this moment, and maybe we can fill in something. But then we see other things. We see your, in a way, not what you saw, but your view. And I think these are two different things.
Yeah.
And the camera has a very, very limited space, you know.
You have
your
elbows,
it's much lighter than the camera, so it's very different what you do with the camera and what you really see.
Mm-hmm.
What I try, in the moment of the recording, I always think of the projection later.
Yeah,
it's
that's
I think
okay.
of
that's
the...
That's what I mean, that I see your thinking.
Because this is where the video happens then. And I have to remember what I have recorded to make like a dynamic thing, to make sort of sequences. That's why I have to cut things. And the technique of the camera gives me like some tools. Like
It's like immediate scratching, I think. Yes, for me it's like what you do is in the meantime when you recording, in the meantime you're scratching.
Scratching what?
Yeah.
Scratching like a teacher.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, but this
uh-huh.
is different. This is really different. Because it's the visual. Yeah, but I try to find a word for the same. But
I
for me,
that's not for me. Visual scratching.
Visual scratching. For me, it's visual scratching.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for that, it's very connected to music. Also, what you do,
yeah.
very much connected to music.
Yeah, it's all about dynamics.
I'm wondering. You said you liked the video, and I find that wonderful. But I'm a bit astonished because your performance is a very it's a floating. It goes from one to the other, and there's no interruption in your performance. You go from one to the other. It's a wave going through the whole performance.
One pause was in it. Yes.
And then it's so much cut it. I mean, the video is very cut it, but you like that. You don't have obviously you have no. There's no problem for you that it changes so much the character of your performance.
What I mean, I like it with video is first I know the work of him.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Suddenly I know now the way of him
uh-huh.
work. This is I like it.
Uh-huh.
Because before that, yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, the work of him. Yeah.
You still trust him after that video? You still trust him now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
course.
You said that's important for you, and now you
yeah,
saw how
course.
He's working. And
yeah, of course. Because now I'm understood in the film, probably I can feel how the way of him work with the technology of video. And also little bit I have interpretation about perception
mm-hmm.
of him
mm-hmm.
to video
yeah.
to the camera
he shows
how is
himself
camera.
He shows himself as a person and
yeah.
with his
mm-hmm.
reception
yeah.
it's very transparent what his reception
yeah.
is
yeah
for
you I
asked him have you ever thought to show shows the video in real time show it in the moment when you are filming in the performance
yes,
integrated.
I actually did this, and but there's another kind of video making. Then I had like then I have to be more prepared for this. I recorded the video and it was live projecting, and the performer was working with the video.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it was
real
like
time.
A circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had in this like a screen that I had in my left hand with different colors that I can like make a test.
Because I think it would be much more clear. Otherwise you wouldn't show the video. Then you are really a performer. You are the looker there. But I think it's not good to show the video afterward.
Uh-huh.
This is really not for me, it was really when should he show it?
In the performance,
in real time,
yeah.
You integrate it. And then you can really see if
okay.
you are filming or you are not filming.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what you are doing, and you and there is an interaction also for the public.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt a little bit outside of this. It was two person moving, but I didn't understand really.
But afterwards,
what is the
afterwards you saw the result of it.
Yeah.
What's about that?
Why
it's
not
the result? Yeah, the result. No, not that the result.
If
the
it's
other
a result,
part, the
if
other
it's,
part.
If it
the
would be
part.
The result, I shouldn't be in performance.
Yes,
public.
No. That was the false. The
from.
His view.
It's the question if the screening of the video is a part of the performance, or the screening
mm-hmm.
of the video was just for us
yeah.
to discuss
yeah, yeah.
video
exactly.
and performance.
Yes.
And the
question is also if you are part of the performance as
mm-hmm.
performer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. We said that he will be a performer too, and we have to show it
mm-hmm.
afterwards.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
I like the situation very much. Not knowing what he was filming for
me
too. This was
but
really
I
just tried to imagine what is he doing now with his camera.
Mm-hmm.
Putting
yeah.
words,
I think that's why I felt it like an interpretation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because it's
uh-huh.
showing afterwards.
Yeah.
But I understand that for Gotti it's different, because when you do performance, you don't experience each moment. You are in it. So for him, seeing the film is probably very different than seeing for us the film.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
But was it part of the performance?
Of course.
The screening? Or was it
no,
just for us for,
no,
for
the
discussion?
No.
The screening. The screening was part of the performance.
Of course. That was the engineering.
For me, this was not very clear.
No, the engineering was that he works with material which was worked out 11 times and worked out 12 times again, and Axel make his subjective video and we look it afterwards. That was the interview.
Yeah.
And why didn't we look only the video?
It's just try to do it like this. It's like if you just watch the video, it's something else. If you just look at the performance, it's something else. But now, we try to put these things together.
Mm-hmm.
Like it changes something. It's like after you have eaten good, I let you eat again. My interpretation of that meal. And so it destroys the taste.
Yeah,
maybe.
So,
maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
It. But that's like it is. So it
mm-hmm.
belonged together. So
I think it would be really much more interesting in the same time, not to cut it first this and afterward this. Really to make it together.
But my work is saying that it's another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
completely
another
thing.
I'm totally happy
yeah.
with this solution.
Yeah.
So
yes,
it's somehow an experiment.
I would have been more
yeah, yeah.
happier if they were performing.
It is a really
too.
Experiment.
Yes.
Now
yes.
we can discuss this experiment.
I would like to say, for me, simple is a video is also eyes. The eyes, you know, the eyes of people. Looking to us or to me, yeah. Now I'm curious also how you are the eyes of
you are all how the recording of you, of the eyes of you are. For me, the video of him is the recording of the eyes of him.
Yes.
Yeah, like this.
Yes.
Or we,
yes.
But
yes.
We
never talk about
yeah.
so much that
yeah.
he talked about what we saw. Yeah, that's for me very interesting.
Yeah.
He talked about his performance with his video, as I maybe never can talk with you about my reception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or perception of the video. Yes.
Why?
Yeah, but I don't remember all these moments.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Neither. He didn't remember when.
Yeah. Maybe. Yes. Maybe I can do it with words. Yes. Maybe. But
you have always this
yeah.
fragments
yeah.
and
yeah.
this
yeah.
in a way halt and.
Yes. Maybe it's like this. But I try to remember what I saw, and I write a text, and then it's quite so. Maybe
it's comparable
the same.
Anyway.
Yeah. So maybe.
Maybe good.
Maybe good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.